And those are the extremists. The other extremists are children with slingshots.
What do you call
rocks.
It when you kill off an entire people from the side of the land? It's
let me respond to your question. I mean, you.
Please. Hold on. Where are the protests?
Both people are trying to force each other.
Okay, James, I think you asked the question that where should the Jews go? And there is one proposal on the table. And I think you know where that came from. But just to reiterate you, that the Europe made the greatest injustice on Jews in the world. They persecuted Jews, they burned Jews in the chambers, and Europe is one of the most modern continents on this on the face of the earth. And there are plenty of proposals in United Nations that have been passed and that have not been implemented on just because of the resistance of the Zionist lobby and the Zionist in the world. Now the proposal on the table is that if you want a peaceful land and you know that Europeans caused injustice to the Jews, then let's negotiate an area in Europe for the new Israel. And that would be your land. It would have all the modern amenities available to you and everybody would be in peace. That's proposal number one. The second proposal is, look at Lebanon. In Lebanon, there are Muslims, there are Christians, there are Jews, and all ethnicities are available in Lebanon, and they are living in peace side by side. When there is a disagreement among Christians, they contact Muslims, and Muslims mediate among the Christians, and everybody is happy and living there. If you can live in that kind of environment, in that kind of tranquility, then maybe we can negotiate an area close to the holy sites, and we do agree that those holy sites belong to Jews, they belong to Christians, they belong to Muslims. And we all want to live side by side in peace. In peace. Now this is no way of living that you occupy lands of the deprived and build buildings after buildings after buildings on their graves.
And if you want peace, stop bombing us.
And who is bombing? Who has a single one bomb? Israel has all the bombs.
Who has the airplanes?
You cannot,
the guided missiles.
You cannot change
not the Palestinians.
The facts are on the table. You cannot change the facts. Now these movements take years and years and years.
Rockets into a completely non-strategic area.
Israel
is a strategic area.
Israel is a lie.
It was bombing elementary schools.
I have answered your question. Where should the Jews go? And also, do realize there are two kinds of Jews. There are two kinds of Jews. One is the Zionists, whom we don't like, who violate all of the human rights rules and regulations that have been made on the face of the earth. And the other ones are the Jews, who are religious, God-fearing people. And there are plenty of Jews in this world who are against Israel, who are against Zionism, who are against the injustices that the Israeli government is bringing upon the helpless people, helpless Palestinian people.
I've seen 17-year-olds laying face down on the ground.
I've seen 40-year-olds face down on the ground.
I saw that shit. It's stupid.
What? Say that again.
I've seen a bomb, dude. It's terrible. I almost got killed.
He said he saw 17 years old facing on the ground. Dead.
It is that's so very sad. I think we're kind of changing our agenda here. We were here to show empathy for the children being killed in Gaza. And if you bring up a similar issue, and I think we should empathize with you also. We are not here to justify anything that's wrong. Neither done by Palestinians nor done by Israelis. Aren't we really on the same page on this?
Are we?
Yes.
Do we all want to help?
I think we are not here to justify any wrong action, whether it's Palestinians doing it, Lebanese doing it, or Israelis for that matter. I mean, really, I mean, if we are trying to, for example, say, yeah, I mean, we are not here to say, for example, anything against Jews or against anybody. What we are trying to say is, for example, let me put it this way.
This is a perspective.
Take it as a fact, it has been reported that the Israeli military dropped these bombs, and whatever happened last 2-3 weeks, children lost their lives. A lot of these babies, you saw them on the TV, right? And the fathers were carrying these babies. Now, I also understand, similarly, that on the other side of the border, the rockets that fell, some civilians died in that. Or, for example, the suicide bombers who blew themselves up, there were civilians dying in that also, right? For me to be human, I must understand pain and suffering. I cannot, for example, stand here and say suffering is bad when Israel does it and suffering is good when Palestinians do it. This will not be fair. We, on a very purely humanistic level, we should talk about these issues. Not on, with a political agenda, neither ours nor yours, nor with some kind of theological reasoning that, for example, we disagree on, you know, because otherwise we are just arguing over something, you know, there's no end to that. I will not understand your logic because that's in your scripture. You will not understand my logic because that's in my scripture, unless we open the scriptures and find out some common ground over this, some kind of common ground between the 2-3 religions. Well, I can suggest one common ground which in our scripture, again, you may agree with it or may not agree with it. One common ground the Quran suggests is, for example, let's explore our belief in God Almighty. Is there a God or not? If there is one, can we, for example, come and agree on this? If we can, then perhaps there's one stepping stone, there's one place to stand on. Otherwise, we are nowhere, really. How can we be talking about so many issues at the same time when we hardly agree on anything? We have to find at least something to agree on. So we all saw on the news reports, children were killed in Gaza. Can killing children be justified under any law, US law or international law? Similarly, civilians getting killed on the other side, can that be justified or not? That's a question. It's a valid question. Okay? I'm not trying to answer that here. Let us just be humans and let us show some empathy for each other. Okay? And if it is...
Yes.
And if someone is killing children, this action is a crime against humanity. We are not here to do a blame game. You did this or you did that. It's not going to solve any problem. Israel, again, it's a country. Again, when I use the word Israel, it's confusing. Those who are perhaps behind this, building of wall, so they have fenced themselves, they have put a wall around themselves to protect themselves against attacks. But I don't see any such wall built around the Palestinians who are being invaded by tanks, you know. Tanks are running into their homes. Children are dying. I don't see any wall around their houses. They're not protected. They are defenseless. Now, I was just today, I was checking some of the websites of Israeli newspapers and media. Haaretz newspaper has a TV section also. What I got from all that was that more than 100 people died in Gaza, and more than 50% of them were children. US media is giving justifications for these killings. I mean, call killing a killing, then let us then talk about the killing on the other side also as killing, and then sit down and be humans, put aside all those justifications. Okay, something wrong is wrong. When we agree that we are all in part of the human body, human, you know, race, we are all same, created by the Creator as single, you know, as with the same nature inside, deep inside. We have to explore this, we have to bring this out. We cannot behave with each other like as if we are born to kill each other. This is not the purpose why we were created. If there is a purpose for creation, you know, if you are a believer, you'd see a purpose. I mean, definitely not here to just kill another human because he thinks differently.